A historic name in the cotton business is going away. The S.M. Whitney Company was run by the descendants of Eli Whitney, the inventor of the cotton gin. Their company sold cotton to textile factories for almost 150 years. Until now. In Augusta, Georgia, C. Statura reports.
Barry Whitney's wingtips press into the dirt floor of one of his brick warehouses. He checks his clipboard with a flashlight.
And this cotton here is gone, too. That's sold.
Whitney is the president of the S.M. Whitney Company. His great-grandfather opened the business in 1868.
Now, what about this back here, son?
Whitney has just 190 bales of cotton left. At its peak, the company brokered deals for 80,000 bales annually. Whitney says he got a lot of that business by talking with farmers.
And I would go call on a farmer, and they would say, oh, he's down the road in such and such a field. So I would run down there and find the farmer. And one thing the farmer really enjoyed doing was taking a visitor and driving him around to see his cotton, his corn, his soybeans.
Those relationships helped Whitney dominate the Augusta cotton market. For a long time, Whitney sold it to local merchants. In the 1980s, two-thirds of American cotton got spun into T-shirts and jeans in U.S. factories.
We used to spend 12.5 million bales here in America, and now it's down to just a little over 3 million.
Mills have been moving overseas since the 1990s. U.S. cotton is still in demand, but growers have cut back. Economist Gary Adams is with the National Cotton Council. He says around 2005, growers noticed that corn and soy fetched a better price.
And a lot of that was due to the higher oil prices, the increased use of corn for ethanol and renewable fuel. So that push drove up grain prices. And farmers looked at those competing market signals and decided to go more toward corn and soybeans and less toward cotton.
Between 2006 and 2009, U.S. cotton acreage dropped by 40%. That's exactly when Whitney's business dried up.
The old world of cotton is probably dead.
Darren Hudson is the director of the Cotton Economics Research Institute at Texas Tech University. He says S.M. Whitney's closing is the symbolic end of an era. Today's market is all about export sales, not business relationships.
He still could have made that work. It would have been tougher. And that's why a lot of these merchants and co-ops have, you know, a staff or a salesman, you know, that lives in Beijing, works with the textile mills there.
So out goes S.M. Whitney Company, like every other cotton dealer and mill in the region. Augusta is dotted with cotton museums and restaurants named the Cotton Patch and the Bull Weevil. But at Mi Rancho Mexican Restaurant, Augusta's past is harder to notice. Angela Gifford sits near a window drinking with some friends. From her seat, she can see S.M. Whitney's back door.
So where is that door right there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've lived here most of my life. I didn't even know there was such a thing here.
Most people haven't. S.M. Whitney will sell its last bale of cotton next week. But to many, cotton's reign in the South is already ancient history. For NPR News, I'm C. Statura in Augusta, Georgia.